Next, we are continuing our series of Shiurim Be'inyane Avelus and Aninus. And we saw in previous Shiurim the Raya of the Rishonim against the Shitas HaGeonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and this year should be a Schus for Moshe ben Malkol or for Aso. So we see the Raya of the Rishonim against the Gaonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So if that's true, then how does the Shivas Yemei HaMishte Dirabonon Doche the Mitzvah Avelus Daraisa? It says in the Gemara that if his Chosin's father dies, Kala's mother dies, so what's the din? The din is that they put the mace in a cheder and he has Bias Mitzvah and then Shivas Yemei HaMishte. So how's the Shivas Yemei HaMishte? The first day is already, there's Avelus Daraisa, so how's it Doche Avelus Daraisa? If Avelus is Daraisa, that's the kasha. And those who hold that Avelus is Daraisa, so the Ran says, no, it's not a kasha. Because based in our masnim lakor davar min haTorah b'sheva al tase, ulefize ein oroilis asik b'dvarim shel simcha kol oso ayom, ela she'enu chayav lasas maisa shel Avelus, v'hainu shev ve'al tase. So he says it's not a kasha, because based in can make a condition to uproot something from the Torah in a passive way. And according to this, it's not fitting to be involved in Dvarim Shel Simcha that first day. He's just not chayv to do a maisa of Avelus, and that's the Sheva Al Tase. In other words, the Ran is saying that the first day when there's a conflict, because Avelus is Daraisan and Mishta is only, and the Simcha is only Darabanan, so don't actively be involved in Simcha, but you also don't have to do a Maisa of Avelus. You could be passive and not do a Maisa of Avelus. So the Gilyon Amar Shah and Yerodea Shlomo Eger, Simit Shimon Beis and the Shach and Sifkot and Dalid is Meir, that even when you're Osek B'Divrei Simcha, the Ryan says not to be Osek B'Divrei Simcha, but he says that even when you're Osek B'Divrei Simcha, that's also considered Shev Bal Tase. Because when you're Osek B'Divrei Simcha, the Isser is because you are Mevatel the Mitzvah of Avelus. So that's Shev Bal Tase. You weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Avelus. There's a Kiyum in Mitzvah Avelus. So when you're B'Simcha, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Avelus. So that's considered Shev Bal Tase. So maybe we can say that the Ran holds, we've discussed this idea in previous Shurim, even though previous year we quoted one of the Acharonim who understood that the Ran was bothered by Be'ilas Mitzvah. But if you look in the Ran, he's not talking about the Be'ilas Mitzvah, he's talking about the Shivas Yemei HaMishte. Akopanim, the Ran maybe holds like Reb Chaim in the stencil Al Hashas Binyan Avelus, that besides the Mitzvah of Avelus, there also is Surei Avelus. So when you're Osek B'Divrei Simcha, you're over V'kum V'aseh, because you're over in the Isra Avelus B'kum V'aseh. Whereas maybe the Ram would hold that if one isn't being kofi the mita, let's say he doesn't do kfiyas mita, he doesn't do atifas rosh, So that's the active mice of Avelus. So if he doesn't do the active mice of Avelus, that's already Sheval Tase. And the Kumvase don't actively have Mishte. And the Chora also don't take a haircut, because these are active Divrei Simcha, so you're over on an Isser. Because there's not just a mitzvah of Avelus that you're passively not keeping, but it's an Isser of Avelus, and therefore don't do anything that is going to be an active Isser of Avelus, such as Mishta on the first day and Tisporet, etc. So you don't have to do the mitzvahs of Avelus, like Fiyas Amita of Atifas Rosh. That's a possibility, and this again, we're being mamshich in the Shiur Iyun HaTalmud of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal. We can also explain, based on what's Mavur and Tosfos and Yevamos and Avtzadi Amid Beis, that even if one is over al Isser, that's Be'etzim Asheva al Taseh, but if he does the Isser in a Kumva Aseh way, that's considered Akira B'Kumva Aseh. In other words, even though conceptually it's Sheva al Taseh, because he's just not doing what he's supposed to be doing. In other words, you can say that it's all, forget about the Isser Avelis, say it's all a mitzvah Avelis, and he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah Avelis. But if he's not Mekayim the mitzvah Avelis, which is conceptually Sheva al Taseh, but he does it with a Maisa, that's already considered Kumvaseh, as Rebbe Chanan explains in the Kovetz Ha'aris and Simon Samach Tes. According to that, we can say that the Ran holds like Tosfos, that you're not allowed to be Misa'asik B'divrei Simcha, because that's considered Kumvaseh. So again, conceptually, it's only a Sheva al Taseh, because you're not Mekayim the mitzvah Avelis. However, since your mice is a mice of Aveira, because you're a mice of Kumva Aseh, because you're being Osik B'divrei Simcha, that already is considered Kumva Aseh, and that you shouldn't do on the first day. That you shouldn't do on the first day. That's considered kumvaseh. But what you're not doing, the things that you're passively refraining from doing, that's cool, because that's sheva al taseh. So the difficulty that we encounter is that if that's true, then you can't wear leather shoes, right? Because that would be a kumvaseh. And the mashmos of the Ran is the only problem is being misa'asik b'divrei simcha. But ne'ilas ha'sandal and other inyanei avelis would be mutter. But why are they mutter? You're doing it in ofen of kumvaseh. That was the mashmos of the Ran is that the only problem is just like having a party. But the other inyanei avelis that are active, that one's not supposed to do, and one is not allowed to actively do. Tisporet, Nilas HaSandal, so it's Mashma Naran, that those things are mutter. But why is it mutter? He's being over, but often shall kum vaseh. You're right, conceptually it's a Sheva al Taseh, because he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Avelis. But the Rebbe Chanan says, Lefi Tosfos, that he's over, that if he does it, if he does it in its tzura of a maisa, that's considered kumvaseh, even though conceptually it's only sheva al taseh. So according to the Ran, it's mashma that you're allowed to do nilas sandal. Only lasasik b'divrei simchas aser. But why should, according to the svar that we said, according to this Tosfos, nilas sandal and tisporet and all those things should also be aser. So therefore, we can say fakert. That the Ran holds that it's talui in the etzem ha'aveira. You have to define conceptually what the aveira is and not how you do it. And therefore it's mutter. He's mutter b'nilas ha'sandal, because that's considered sheva al taseh, because he's not mekayim the mitzvah aveilas, that's considered sheva al taseh. But the Ran holds that to be misasik b'divrei simcha, that's considered kumva aseh, because Divrei Simcha is different than other Dini Avelis, Be'etzim Yisod Gidro, that other Dini Avelis, the Isser is because of the Chisar Niug Avelis. You're not acting with Avelis, that's the problem. Mashen Kein, the Isser, the Sa'asik, with Divrei Simcha, it's learned from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hanik, Dom, Rambam, Melchus Evel, Berkei Elo Chachov, that's because Simcha is the Hefech of Avelis, that's a Stira B'chiyuv L'Nyanei Avelis. Therefore, we understand very well the Ran, that the Sa'asik, with Divrei Simcha, is considered kum va'aseh, because then you're over on the etzem aveiro when you're doing a stira b'chiyuv to the inyan aveilus, masha enkein. The other things, that's not a stira b'chiyuv, that's not inyan simcha. You're right, you're actively doing something that's not aveilistic, but that's fine, because you're just not being mekayim divrei aveilus. But the simcha is a stira b'chiyuv, the dine aveilus. Okay. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this sugya, and the Mirtz Hashem, I hope in a future shiur will be marchiv, and also we'd like to see the kovetz ha'aris and be marich in that, because that's a very, very yisodistic inyan, the inyan of akiras davar min haTorah. So, stay tuned. We should be zocha l'ilmod u'lamed lishmor v'las l'kaim is called the Rizam Torah, so be'av, shalom, shalom.